Okay.
I see 7 o'clock. Call a meeting to order. We'll stand for the Pledge of Allegiance, please. Pledge of Allegiance to the flag.
Flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And if we could all stand for one more moment of silence for 9/11 victims, 20 years, come Saturday. And I thank you all for that. We're going to get moving forward. Can I get a roll call, please?
Sure. Ms. DeGennaro.
Here.
Ms. Dugato.
Present.
Ms. Vidomsky.
Here.
Mr. Joseph DiMartino.
Here.
Mrs. Kurtica.
He's there.
Kurtica?
You're muted. Say you're here, Camille.
I'm here. Can you hear me now?
Yep.
You got me now?
Mr. Okay. Sill.
All right.
Here. Mr. Sill. Sill?
Here.
Mr. Jim DiMartino?
He's going to be a little late.
Okay. Mr. Hyder?
Here.
Sampson?
Yes, sir.
Okay, Mr. Mayor, you have 8 members present. There is a quorum.
All right. Number 4, additions, deletions, corrections, and adoption to the agenda.
We have none.
Okay. Point of privilege. I spoke to the president for consideration on economic development director position to the agenda. We spoke. He wanted to do more in the public session, but there was nothing on the agenda for that. I think it's very important for the city of Derby to start the process of getting an economic developer. The progress that we have made in the last almost 4 years has been incredible. And to stop it right now and just to put it off for a few more months, I really think we should get that committee started a few weeks ahead of time. I know it's election season and all, but I really, really wanted to get this on to the agenda. So that's just what I wanted to say about this.
Mr. Mayor, I'd like to make a motion to add this to the agenda tonight to form a committee to begin the search and criteria for an economic development director for the city of Derby.
This isn't the time for a motion right now.
It's adding to the additions, deletions, and corrections. So we got a motion to add that. Do I have a second?
I'll second it.
Discussion. Mr. Mayor, just so the vote, you need a 2/3 majority to add something to the agenda. So that means you would need, out of 8, 2/3 would be, you need 6 votes to add something to the agenda tonight.
Is it 1/3 or 2/3?
It's 2/3.
2/3. To add an economic developer for the city of Derby, we need 2/3 to get this important issue there. Okay, so we have a first and a second. Any discussion? No? And then get a call to see if we can add it to
the agenda. Actually, Mr. Mayor, it's Charlie Sampson, if I could. I actually want to discuss it. I do also believe that majority of what we do here, the mass majority, is what's good for the city. And like you said, there are a lot of good things happening, and I don't understand why just asking this to be on the agenda to form a committee, which will probably end up in a subcommittee before it comes back to this board, is a problem. But that's all I'm going to say.
Well, Charlie, I understand that. And I'm not a big fan of adding things last second to the agenda anymore. We do that quite a bit. I think we need to stop doing that. I was going to talk in public portion, but obviously the mayor wanted to beat me to it. So I think this should go to subcommittee. I think this should go to ops and procedures first. Let you guys discuss it first and then go from there. That's what my proposal was going to be tonight. And I was going to say that in public portion. All right. So I'm in agreement with this too. I was probably the first one to say that we needed a full-time economic developer. So
you make the motion, Joe. I'll second it.
Well, that's okay, because that's where I believe it should go.
I agree.
First, we got to get it on the agenda. You first got to get it on the agenda to discuss it. So that's what we're discussing here right now.
Absolutely, we need to get it onto ops and procedures, but there hasn't been meetings. This is very important for the city of Derby. Whether you're a Democrat, Independent, or Republican, these are very important issues that we need to get through. So I don't want to see it getting, held up. You know, so that's why we need to bring this up. You know, and if it wants to be, held up until after the election, okay, that's what you guys want to do. But I honestly think this is very important for the city of Derby. It has nothing to do with politics. We need to continue doing what we're doing down here. So,
nobody wants to hold us up. Nobody wants to hold us up. So I don't know why you're saying that, but realistically, this should go to subcommittee, and that's where it should go.
So we shouldn't have an issue getting the number of votes needed tonight then.
If we waited 2 weeks to put this on subcommittee in 2 weeks, that wasn't a big deal.
Well, that another 2 weeks and another 2 weeks and another 2 weeks.
It's not another 2 weeks. She was going to have, Barbara would have her meeting with Charlie and Sarah, and they would get it hashed out.
Right. Well, we haven't had meetings there. So that's what I was really nervous about this.
Well, you know what? I take offense to that, Mayor, because, there are, people did have vacation. People had police training. People have work commitments. So this is the first time besides an email last week that this new position and in your election pamphlet that was sent out regarding this position. So we still have the motion on the table was to add it to the agenda.
No, absolutely.
We didn't get to a vote yet.
This is far
your comment of the operation procedure hasn't met. Yeah, we haven't met, but don't blame putting this on tonight on me because it seems to be what happened.
And I've been on vacation. A lot of people have been on vacation. And we came in from Zoom. Doc Conway, everybody, Ronnie Sill from up in Massachusetts, everybody's coming in from Zoom. So don't tell me that we can't have a meeting. But anyway, so like I said, we just want to get this out. So we have a motion and a second. So can we get this on the agenda? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Aye. Okay, hearing none, we'll make that 9.5. Thank you, everyone.
9.5, okay.
All right, so we will go to number 5, public portion. Anybody from the public would like to speak?
Mr. Mayor Joe DiMartino, 8.5 Talmadge Street. Obviously, we just discussed the first thing I was going to discuss on that, so I'll go to my second thing. I would like to update the board that we made contact with Attorney Bertula to attend next meeting on September 23rd, 2021, to discuss our options regarding the proposed regional senior center. I just want to let the public know that this will be done in executive session so we can carefully evaluate our options to best serve Derby seniors. Thank you.
Excellent. Thank you, sir. Anybody else from the public would like to speak? Anybody else from the public would like to speak?
Mayor Tom Linetti, 79 Sunset Drive, Derby. I just want to congratulate you and whoever worked hard on your administration. You finally, the Route 34 went out to bid. So that progress to me is the most that we've seen down there in years. So I just want to thank you and keep up the good work.
Okay, anybody else from the public like to speak? Anybody else? Third and last call. We're going to close that. We're going to go to number 6, department heads, finance director. 6.1.1, update on audit and outstanding audit findings. Any questions?
Hi. Questions on audit. We have an audit, obviously, 2020. I was hoping this is going to be more question about audit 2021. And we do have outstanding findings, and they are still outstanding. However, I'm trying to change a little processes to make improvements. I also really need the support of the board to form audit committee to oversee the audit process. I like to share information. I like to share what I'm doing and what I expect as far as accountability to be in place. And also I like to have some team to work with. The audit is not single person work. It's a teamwork. And I really would like to include Board of Education, board, auditor on meetings on a regular basis to just help with the changes, with processes. We really need to increase transparency and communication. As you know, last month in August, we met with OPM and I communicated with OPM about what I'm dealing with and they were very supportive. But I feel that we are not really communicating properly. I don't really see the communication going with the city and parties involved in audit. And you know, we struggle with completing the audit, but as I said, without changes and old processes, the changes will not be so easy to make. So I really need support from the board.
Thank you, Agatha. I think that would be good. And I think like updates as we go along, instead of just waiting at the end of the year for what's going on would be excellent.
Questions? Do we have any questions on our audit? Because I really did, speaking of the audit, last year audit or this year audit, I'm trying to do some close. I would like to close the year as soon as possible, but as far we, I want to take time also to make sure we kind of going over some stuff, and I want to be really working with other people's directly. And, I'm very optimistic, and I know that we probably could be doing the right thing to get on time, but I cannot promise if things will not, you know, not gonna be in place. And that's the problem I'm dealing with, is changing the situation. Any more questions?
Any questions for finance?
So, Agatha, we'll maybe at the next meeting, can you present the audit to us? You know, maybe even have the auditor come in so we can see, what the full findings were and just give an update of some of the corrective actions that are in place and moving forward. I'm sure some of this is, you know, part of your audit team going forward that you're looking for, but definitely a presentation of the audit that was just delivered to the state.
So I think the best approach is the auditor have routine of auditor present audit. The 2020 audit is not my audit. So
okay,
I don't even assign on that. And
absolutely.
I know that we have 10% fund balance and I did analysis for this fiscal year, which I'm more looking forward than backwards, you know, but auditor will probably explain more about what happened in 2020. It was positive year. We have positive fund balance. But if you want to go in detail, I think, you know, line by line, I can go back 2 years later, a year later. But think would be beneficial for him to just explain his frustration with too, because he did the 2020 audit and I will be doing with him 21. So I already talked to him and I'm trying to keep up with his recommendations and keep eye on stuff, but that's the good plan, to have regular meeting with auditor after audit is done.
Very good.
All right, any other questions? All right, thank you, Agatha. Police department, any questions for Jerry, the chief? Chief, you on?
It's Scott, it's Barbara.
Yes.
Can you tell me the chief, there's one thing I wanted to just say to clarify from last month's meeting. My discussion about the garbage around town, trash, was not truly intended to make the police department the garbage police. But what I was trying to do was indicate that we do need notice out to residents because they don't know about the ordinance that exists. And, and we also have remedy through the blight ordinance to get to some properties that are habitual with regard to garbage and trash. I was just trying to find an answer. One of the things is, I know there are warnings that would need to go out, notice to go out to residents, but at some point enforcement is important. So that I saw what Jerry put in his report, and my intention was not to say, the police department is going to be the garbage police, they have nothing else to do. So I just wanted to say that. But second, the chief indicated that there was a recent uptick with COVID. So can you just, and I'm assuming he means at the department, can you just give me an idea of the number of police department employees that have had absences related to COVID?
I can get him to possibly send those numbers to you and the rest of the board. I would refer to corporate counsel if that's HIPAA related.
A number, I don't think it's HIPAA related, but I thought Sergeant Todd was on. I'm looking at Sergeant Todd's name on the...
No, Deputy Chief Todd, I am on.
I'm sorry, oh my God, sorry.
No worries.
Right. It's been a while.
I also would just caution that, I don't know if I can really give you a number. There have been a few recent cases, but I don't know how far back you're actually talking about. If you're only referring to what the chief put in his most recent update to you, there have been a few, but I'm not sure I could be really specific as to anything beyond that.
It was from this report that he sent today, but
right. We're not having an outbreak. If that's what you're, no, nothing like that. We have had a few recent cases, but there's no reason to believe that it's expanding or anything along those lines.
I know there are corporation councils are on the meeting, but I don't know by how the number of reflecting of how many officers are on workers' comp or out on administration is any different from, is that administratively is any different from just the number of the COVID, but I was inquiring because he, put it in the report, so.
Any other questions for the police department?
Barb, did you say the report was sent today? Because I don't have it.
I think it came this morning, Sarah.
Is included in the report, is there the incidents or police blotter that I've been asking for by chance?
No.
Does anybody know? No? Okay.
No.
You.
Any other questions for police department? All right, hearing none, we're going to fire marshal. Right on, Phil. Thanks for your hard work down there.
Good.
All right, hearing none. Phil, thank you for your hard work.
Hey, thanks.
6.4, fire department. Commissioner Parker's there. Once again, thank you for what you're doing Saturday. 20 years, amazing. But I can't believe it's been that long. Any questions for Commissioner? And if you want to like expand 8:30 Saturday, I'll let you, Commissioner, go with sure. that. What's going
sure. on? Sure, Mayor. Thank you. Well, first of all, I just like to say thank you to D. Giovanni and Sons, Torini Landscaping, for their assistance in sprucing up the monument this year. There's still going to be a little bit of work to do after the 11th, but I think anyone who's been to the green or will be there Saturday will see some very nice improvements. They're very respectful and adding on to the really not addition, just sprucing up what was there. This year being a 20th year anniversary, we're typically, historically, we've had a ceremony on the green on the day of the 11th each year since beginning in 2002. This year, because of the 20 year anniversary, we're going to be hosting an honor guard consisting of predominantly Derby firefighters, but there will also be firefighters from other departments as well, beginning at 8:46, the time that the first plane hit the first tower. And there'll be honor guard through, I believe it's 3:46 p.m. It represents 423 minutes, and the significance of the 423 is the total of emergency responders that were killed in the two towers. That's police, fire, and EMS. And then at 4 p.m. will be our traditional ceremony. We're looking forward to it. I'm sorry that we have to have this every year. I'm sorry we had to have it at all, but I think it's very appropriate. We've had some close ties between the Derby Fire Department and a lot of people who were killed in the towers, and it's our honor and we feel it's our obligation to continue this tradition. So I look forward to hopefully as many can come as possible. It will be a respectful event and relatively short. It should be about an hour or so program. In addition to 9/11, just one other point of interest for the fire department: on September 23rd of this month, the Connecticut State Firefighters Association is holding their Hall of Fame induction dinner again. This will be the first one since 2019, and I bring this up because a former fire marshal and fire chief of the city of Derby, Joseph Iacone Sr., is being inducted in the Connecticut State Firefighters Hall of Fame. It's quite an honor. Joe will be the fifth inductee from the city of Derby. I think it's a pretty impressive number. There's five from Derby with over 29,000 members of the Connecticut State Firefighter Association. So again, I just wanted to bring to the board's attention of that honor. And we look forward to having good representation from the, not only Joe's company Four Big Assets, but also the entire department. Mayor, that's all I have.
Thank you, Gary. Any questions for the fire department?
Good stuff.
All right, hearing none. Gary, thank you.
Gary, the full ceremony is at 4?
4 p.m., that's correct. That's correct. Before that, it'll be honor guard on the, that'll be standing guard. There'll be a presence all day, basically.
Okay, I will definitely stop by earlier. Unfortunately, I'm going to send my regrets now as I'll be at my masses for 4 and 5:30. Otherwise, I would 100% have been there for that. So
understood. Thank you.
It's a wonderful ceremony every year.
Thank you very much, sir.
They're starting at, I think, Gareth, if I'm not mistaken, 8:30. You guys are going to have the
We have a short ceremony. It'll be a short ceremony at 8:30. Father Tian, our department chaplain, will be there for invocation, and it'll be a very short ceremony. But and then the Ganagar begins at 8:46, as I said.
Any other questions for the fire chief or fire commissioner? All right, Gareth, thank you very much, and appreciate all you're doing.
Thank you.
OEM, I don't know if Mark is on. He was here for the hurricane and for Ida. He manned the OEM office down there, and he's our go-to with the state. So I just want to thank him for what he did. All right, hearing nothing on that, we're going to go to storms. Brian's there. Brian wants also to you guys and your staff there. Great job on hurricane and Ida for your standby there. Any questions for storms? All right, hearing none. Board of Ed, I see Doc is on there. How'd opening day go for high school today?
Went well. It went excellent today for the high school.
Any questions for Doc?
Dr. Kim, I wish your administrators, your staff, and your office, and teachers, and everyone associated with Derby Public Schools a great year. Believe it or not, this is the third school year that's going to be affected by COVID. So it's unprecedented times. And if last year was any indication how this year is going to go, we're in for a good year. So thank you.
Thank you very much, Mr. Heider. I'll pass that along.
Mr. Mayor, Charlie Sampson, just real quick. This is kind of like in the between of Public Works, Athletic Complex, and Board of Ed, but Superintendent Conway, I apologize. I was going to get in touch with you. I'm not sure who is looking at the track to do as far as repairs, but if you head down lane one towards the scoreboard, there's a half dollar size hole now in the track. I think it's perfect size for us to test out whatever we need to do to fix that type of a thing. So I just wanted to bring that to your attention.
Thank you. I'll get on it.
Thank you.
Doc, this is Sarah. How is the bus situation? I know I keep hearing all different cities having issues with getting drivers. How are we looking here?
We're in the same boat as all bus companies. All Star is our company. They service 5 districts in the area. They're down 60 drivers right now. They're hoping to get, they have about 25 in the hopper right now for background and fingerprint checks that are right now held up. To nobody's fault, but they're held up at Department of Motor Vehicle, who does their checks for them. So they're waiting on those to come back to get the drivers activated. We've been down a driver for the past 4 days, including tomorrow, and it has affected our busing. We have one bus that has to do a second loop for each school, so it delays kids coming in and getting home for anybody riding bus 56. So that driver is supposed to be back on Monday, but we had a positive test with a driver that put them out for a duration for the start of the school year. But it's, if you know anybody who's looking to drive a bus full-time, part-time, or even just for our athletics. So if you have anybody interested in going to the games, wants to get certified to drive the bus, All-Star will hire that person to drive our athletic buses if that's all they want to do. but they are desperate for drivers. But that's just a neat opportunity for somebody in the community that might want to get out to certain athletic events and drive the bus while they're doing it.
I would say that's a perfect opportunity for Mr. Sill to come out of retirement.
Oh, I love it.
Hey, I was thinking for a second there. Nice job.
Thank you, sir. Any other questions for Doc? All right, Doc, thank you for showing up.
Well, thank you, guys.
Information, I appreciate it. And continue to do great work that you're doing. It's a privilege thank to you. Work with you. Public Works, 6.8.
Ed, Charlie, you gonna be in tomorrow? I just need a quick phone call if you're there at normal times.
Yes, sir.
Thank
yes,
you.
Yes, sir. You can after 6 in the morning.
All right. Well, guys, thank good job on the hurricane and the storm. They did a great job. Number 6.9, WPCA. Ed's on. Any questions for WPCA? Okay, hearing on. Thank you, Ed. Building Department, any questions on that? I think it's going very well. Okay, facilities. Parking.
Sorry, Mayor. I just want to go back to, I was trying to unmute myself. Carmen, how's the last parking stuff going?
It's going good, Sarah. Good? We really haven't started ticketing yet, but 64 people this week have used Text to Park.
Okay.
So it's going well, and we have our signage coming in for the parking garage. And also our hang tags for the monthly contracts that will be using the garage.
Thanks.
Chief of Staff. Economic Development Liaison.
It's Barbara.
Oh. Okay. Yeah, Barb.
All right, two things. I don't know if you can answer or maybe the mayor or corporation council. So what is the actual date that the state, they put the bid out? So what is the actual date that they have it closed for Room 34?
They put the bid out on the 1st. And it's supposed to close on the 31st.
Well, we don't have a 31st in September. So is that the 30th?
It'd be the 30th.
Yeah. The 30th? Okay. All right. And then with regard to the BJ road sale.
Yes.
Did, and maybe you can't answer this, but maybe Attorney Coquinos can or Attorney Marino. Did we get the release from the DECD for the loan that was recorded on the land records regarding that parcel?
Has yes, sent? We did.
Yes, we did. We received that.
Was it was recorded, released in the city. Was it recorded yet?
Yes, it was.
Okay. Thank you.
No problem.
You're welcome.
Hey, Carm, where are we on the Anson Street building? I know we were looking at that building and the Derby Avenue building, but I thought we were moving ahead with the Anson Street building.
But as far as I know, the Anson Street building and the Derby was approved by the Board of Alderman to knock down. But I don't have the funds to knock it down. I don't know where you want me to get those funds. That's number one. Number two, all releases have been, we have all the releases for the electrical and the plumbing and the sewers. So that is all done. That's all done and paid for. The only thing I would need now is, number one, they would have to go out to bid, and not sure, Drew may be able to help me on this. We had a report come in on the Derby Avenue building. The foundations have to stay, and you can't touch the wall on the front. We're down by the road. So most of that infrastructure, if you will, in the basement would have to stay and then be backfilled. So it's going to be, you know, we're talking between the two buildings, probably around $300,000.
Now, the money was there last year, according to Keith, in the budget to do the Anson Street, and you were at the same meetings. So what happened to that money?
I have no idea. I'm not involved with finance. Maybe you'd have to ask Agatha that.
Hey, Ron, I'll just jump in that real quick. So we're also working out some additional testing on asbestos and hazardous materials on both locations. So of course, city attorney's working on that to add that to the demo specs. But we do have money that was previously in citywide property that we pull back up from general fund and allocate it for this. But really, we won't know until we put it out to bid and get the numbers back to see how much money that's going to be. I'm a little more up. I mean, I hope it's not 300. I hope it's closer to $150. Maybe we get
That's for two of them, yeah. But I was aware, I thought there was money there, but I'm just afraid that Anson Street one is getting into to be such disrepair that we're going to have a problem there.
Well, hey, maybe it'll fall down by itself. We don't have to spend any money.
Yeah, as long as nobody gets hurt.
That's the other thing, yeah.
It looks pretty bad.
We'll work on getting those specs out ASAP and have that taken down. Hopefully we get a company that can handle it, and they think it's probably about a two-week process to get both buildings down, so.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm sorry, looking at the projects approved, I'm still trying to learn how approval, if there's complete list of projects approved. I have some items in the budget, but I don't see anything like approved for this particular line. So I don't know. It's just hard to tell from the budget what I'm having. Like I'm looking at, this was approved. So maybe I need to have a second eye. Someone can help me through capital projects list. Because we have one line in the budget, which is called miscellaneous. And that's kind of not being detailed enough for me. And maybe it's buried in a big number. So I just need better understanding what's behind this big number.
Good old miscellaneous.
Good old miscellaneous, exactly. So maybe it's there, maybe not. And actually, I also had requests from Board of Ed, like checking the numbers for them. And like, I think the best way is to just put capital plan or capital approved numbers on the webpage so we can kind of reference, everybody can look it up, know where things are, because I'm having kind of hard time to follow up with the way how budget was approved. I have like a list of requests, for example, so I'm a little bit behind the information, and that's the problem I'm having.
Yeah, we should almost have a finance committee on the Board of Aldermen. Just so we can keep track of this stuff and work together with the tax board.
And I think we're going to put something in place. I just needed more understanding where things are and finding stuff.
Yeah, very good.
Oh, I'm sorry, Treasurer's report. Parks and Rec, I don't know if demo's on here. Culture Commission. This, I think we lost most of our members, so we're gonna have to I mean, I don't know. Ron, anybody want to give me some names? I've been trying.
Yeah, I know it's tough. Volunteerism is tougher and tougher all the time now, but it would be nice to get that going again.
Yeah, so I think we're down to one. Suzanne's still there, but any help you guys can get, anybody is interested, please let me let the office know.
All right, did we miss 6-17?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, I did. Corporate counsel.
I don't know if there was anything for it, but.
Yep, my bad. Corporate counsel.
Mayor Charlie Sampson, I just want to thank corporate counsel for that report he gave us. And I know by looking at it, not a lot changes on a monthly basis, but I think that keeping us abreast of those type of things is good information for us. So thank you.
You're welcome. We'll make sure we keep that updated every month.
Good.
Yeah, I agree. It's helpful. Thank you.
I would just note for everyone, I am sending it to you as an attorney-client privilege document. So it's not for public consumption. It's only for your use because you are all the part of the client. So don't share it with anyone other than each other.
Thank you, sir. Commission website report. Report of tickets of the month. Athletic Complex Committee.
I think we are scheduling a meeting for next week for that. We haven't had a meeting in some time, and we have some issues. So I'm pretty sure there'll be a first meeting in a long time next Monday.
Excellent.
And I'll chime in and just say that I think after that meeting, there might be another agenda item that comes up on the Board of Aldermen, depending on how a few things shake out with the litigation with Turco.
Excellent.
Ron, just so you know, I tried to go on Saturday to get some drone footage of the whole entire place, but I'd like to work with the Parks and Recs folks to put together a video to show the place off so the city can actually start putting something on our website to promote the space and the rental thereof.
That would be great. Beautiful.
Thank you, Charlie. Athletic Complex Committee. Nope, we did that. Fieldhouse. Infrastructure. Johnson Controls. I know they were doing generators hookups at the school's dock. Those things coming up with UI, was UI just doing the connections? Were you familiar with that, or?
I'm sorry, was that from me, Mayor?
Yeah, what with the UI, with the generator connections, because they were coming over the last few days, emails.
Yeah, I do not receive those, but my understanding from conversation with our new facilities director is they were waiting for some electrical connections to be done.
Right. I think they were completed. I think, as a matter of fact, I think today too. But gotcha. The last few days they were working on it. Excellent.
Mr. Mayor, if I can go back just fast, who is the chair of the infrastructure committee?
Johnson.
Johnson, Mark.
Who is Keith?
It was Keith.
I think it was Keith.
We didn't replace him yet. Okay.
All right. A little more homework for you.
Yep. Senior Center. Christine's on there. We did have our meeting. The one complaint I had is that unfortunately, the audio wasn't that good in the auditorium, gymnasium, where we held that. But any questions for Senior Center?
Hi, Christine. It's Rob Heider. I have a couple of questions. You know, the meeting on the 26th, it was great. It was, you know, the folks were very passionate about wanting to move and combine with the Ansonia. And I mentioned this during the meeting and the petition, and I have it here in front of me. There are 74 signatures on that petition. Of those 74, only 33 are residents of Derby, so which is 45%. The other 55% are from towns, Naugatuck, Trumbull, Monroe, East Haven, Ansonia, Shelton, Seymour, and Oxford. And I understand that the seniors travel from one center to another. However, I'm looking for, and I spoke to some seniors after that meeting, immediately following the meeting and in subsequent days following the meeting on August 26th. From what I understand, I'm hearing that there's a number of seniors that do not want to move and that there was no petition for them to sign. So I was hoping that maybe you could put something together for our meeting in a couple of weeks that has a list of only Derby residents, because let's face it, we're looking to spend $300,000 of Derby funds. If we can have Derby residents in your senior center, a list of them, and then with a yes, I want to move check mark in one column, or a no, I do not want to move check mark in another column. This way we can get a more clear picture of how many seniors from Derby actually want to move and want to stay, rather than the 33 signatures that we received that are for moving and combining with Ansonia.
Okay, I could definitely work on that. That was something that the executive board had put together, and it was put up at the entrance of the building when they come in to sign into the building.
Yeah.
So those were the only members that had been there in the 2 weeks prior to it being submitted to the Board of Aldermen. Okay. So I think that's why. And if the members don't come to the center, whether they live in Derby or don't live in Derby, that's why they didn't sign the petition.
Okay.
So it was just the member, any member who had been in that building within those 2 weeks that read the petition and chose to sign it or not sign it. So if it's not a member that comes into the building, then they didn't sign it. I could definitely do a mailing to only Derby residents, or I'd have to figure out how to facilitate this in order to get them all back. Because as I said, if the members don't come into the building, I can't have a petition go to them to sign it.
So. Yeah, no, we don't, I'm not necessarily asking for a signature. I'm just asking for a list of the names of the Derby residents that attend the Derby Senior Center. And just, you could even call them on the phone if you'd like.
Oh, okay. Well, I was just going to say, can I call them on the phone? And if I have a list, I'll do a list. I'll definitely do that for you.
And then just check off one column yes and one column no, I don't want to move. Or again, yes, I do want to move. So yeah, okay. I'm not looking for signatures. I'm just looking for more of a concrete number of how many people are looking to transfer over to and combine with Ansonia. And again, those that are not interested.
Okay. That's something I can absolutely work on.
Great. Thank you so much.
All right. No problem.
Rob, it's Barbara. I mean, that's a good idea. The only concern I would have, you might have someone who doesn't want to even indicate that. So if that's the case, Christine, if you indicate that, they don't want to, vocalize their opinion on it, even though their name isn't there. You might get that. So
yeah,
I don't know
fair.
If you will, but you might.
So. I could do three columns. I could do move, stay, or no opinion.
Yeah. Or, that they don't want to disclose it. I mean, they might have an opinion, but they just don't even want, they could do no opinion or they don't want to disclose it. That's
okay.
The same thing. So however you want to, I just wanted to say that. That's all.
It's a good point, Barbara. Thank you.
Thanks.
Is there a difference between the executive board and the elderly commission?
Yes.
What's the difference?
Well, the elderly commission is run by the city of Derby. The executive board are made up of members of the Derby Senior Center that they make decisions within the senior center. They represent the whole senior center, where my understanding is the elderly commission represents all the citizens, senior citizens in the city of Derby.
Now, the executive board, is that all Derby residents?
No, it is not. It's just made up of members of the senior center, because the senior center is open to members of all the surrounding towns, not just Derby citizens.
Who picks the executive board?
They vote on it.
The members?
The members vote, yes.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I think the bottom line is we just want to do what the seniors want us to do. You know, it's just good information to have. If they, you know, if they want to move, then, you know, we're all, I can't say you all, we're all, I'm all for it. If that's what they so choose. So I want to vote what's in the best interests of our seniors.
I understand.
I think we could all say that, provided the contract that we're entering into with the city of Ansonia is good for the city of Derby. That's sure. The big thing you got to get into.
Christina, right, the executive board, how many are from Derby?
Off the top of my head, I'm not sure. And I could definitely email you tomorrow and let you know, but off the top of my head, I'm not sure.
Okay.
So I will email you that information tomorrow, Joe.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yep, no problem.
Christine, do you know how many members that you have that are from Derby, or Derby residents?
Off the top of my head, I don't. That's something that we have run reports recently before the computer issue. So I do have roughly that information. So I could get that to you also.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Yeah.
Christine, when did the talks or meetings of the potential merger begin?
When did they begin?
Yeah. When did you start having meetings?
with the members?
With Ansonia and Derby too.
I only had one meeting, which was during COVID in August. I attended one meeting. That was it.
Any more questions for Chris? Christine, thank you for joining us.
You're welcome.
We'll move on to number 7, approval of the minutes. No minutes to approve. 7.2, refund of taxes. Monthly tax refunds. Move to approve tax refunds in the amount of $12,915.86, dated September 2nd, 2021. Do I have a motion?
So move, Ron.
Second, Charlie.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Same. So carried. 7.3, appointment of board commissioners. Nothing. Committee reports. Blight committee. 8.1, remove properties from the blight list. Move to remove 370 David Humphreys Road from the blight list. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Second,
Charlie.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Abstained. So carried. 8.1.2, add properties to the blight list. Move to add 20 Clark Street to the blight list. Do I have a motion?
So moved, Rob.
Second. Discussion?
I have a question. It's Barbara. When was that discussed? Whoever was on the blight committee. Been a couple months? Because there was nothing in our packet, so I don't know if we got it before. I don't recall. Like 20 Clark Street has come up over the years, but about how long ago?
Carm, do we know? Carm, you got any information on that, please?
Barb, I can find that out for you before Monday. And we did discuss it once before. This has been going, and as you know, an ongoing problem for many years.
Right.
You know, the house is collapsing, actually. They don't live in the house. They live in the car. Mr. Whippy has passed away. I don't know where Mrs. Whippy is living, if she's living with a relative or you know, the last time we saw them, they were living in a car in the driveway. And we tried to get them some help, but they didn't want our help. But we brought the bank out there, and the bank agreed that the house should be taken down. It's a danger. I thought this came up before for either foreclosure, not foreclosure, but for the blight liens. It's very, very.
Yeah, it, I mean, the blight list, it's right. Over the years, because there was discussion about notice to the actual residents there. Right. So
actually, I think it's possible that it's on Attorney Marino's list that he sent us. I'd have to look, but off the top of my head, I don't know if it was or not. But I know, I believe that they sent that out for foreclosure.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Any more discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Both. Same. So carried. Community relations, nothing. Ops, nothing. New business. Ordinance and resolution regarding the use of tobacco and cannabis in public spaces.
Mr. Mayor, I'll just make a motion. We move this to the Ops and Procedures Subcommittee.
Okay. You have a second?
Second, Ron.
Second, Barbara.
Okay. Any more discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So carried. Thank you. 9.2, authorizing a resolution regarding WPCA Clean Water Fund Act. Move to adopt authorizing resolution dated August 31st, 2021 regarding the WPCA Clean Water Fund Act. Could I have a motion?
So moved, Charlie Sampson.
Second.
Second, Barbara.
Discussion?
Mayor, what is this exactly?
It is more. Ed, are you still on there with us?
I am still here, and I am a little unclear as to what that is myself.
I am for a grant by the looks of a thing, but I don't know what it is.
Like that.
Drew, should we just table this and put more information out for them?
No, it's not my item.
We do this every year.
Yeah.
I think it's authorization for signing documents to comply with the Clean Water Fund Act.
We used to have to do this for OEM too, because we worked with the state. It just provide them documentation if they need it, which I was never asked when I was in charge over there, but it's something that was done on a yearly basis.
This have to be signed. Okay. Is that enough information for everybody?
Yes.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Same. So carried. Tax suspension list. Move to adopt tax suspension list dated August 27th, 2021.
Can I have
a motion? I'll move. Second.
Second, Charlie.
Favor.
Hi.
I missed the discussion part. I actually have a quick question.
Yes, sir.
Just this for Vin Marino. Vin, once we approve this, is this what is forwarded to the agency we signed a contract with to try to get us back taxes?
Yes. Correct.
Excellent answer.
I would give you something more verbose, but...
I'm good.
But wasn't that contract for those taxes that during that contract? Do these go go along with that contract then? These accounts? I thought those were like the set accounts. Do we have to? No.
Yeah, what happens is every year, the new year, your new arrearage list for the files that are on the list get updated. So this is an annual event.
Yeah, I thought that contract was for the specific list that pertain to the contract.
Right, well, that's correct, but the contract provides, because it has to, because when you, otherwise there'd be a conflict between lien holders. So for every lien that is held, subsequent years get conveyed so that there's a unity of interest in the title. Otherwise you'd have conflict. But the I believe the vote at the time was that it was only, I believe, 2018.
I don't recall, but I mean it's been, I don't think we did it last year, so I don't know. I mean, I don't recall. So maybe we can just get that clarified, because if there's new people on this list that weren't on, if there were new tax years on here that weren't part of that contract and new people, then how would we be bound with the company that's seeking to recover the taxes for us?
The assignment should be for the current year list that relates to files previously transfer. That's what it was supposed to be. That if they had a lien in 2018 and that lien was not paid in 2019, then the 2019 would be conveyed so that there was not a priority issue.
Yeah, but this is the suspense list. This isn't the list.
Yes.
But that contract was for the actual, I didn't think it was for the suspense list. I thought it was.
No. Right. That's correct.
The suspense list, we're not going to go after them. Isn't that correct?
No, that is correct. So the purpose of the suspense list is to move files, to move accounts that the tax collector deems uncollectible, and get it off your books and put it onto the suspense list. That's the purpose of the suspense list.
That's right. Those taxes, what Charlie thinks it is.
Right. But those taxes remain collectible.
Right.
Right. The collector just deems them for some reason uncollectible. So, correct. Generally speaking, anything we gave the tower should not be on the suspense list, because those would be conveyed from a year to year basis.
Right. Okay.
I think I misunderstood Charlie's question, but I apologize, Charlie. But yes, yeah, these are taxes deemed uncollectible by the tax collector.
Charlie, you want to comment our whole, Charlie?
Yeah, I got the whole list there, but don't feel bad, Attorney Marino. I consistently misunderstand a lot of things on a daily basis. So.
And I admittedly wasn't really paying attention to you. So I apologize. That's what you get for multitasking.
Okay.
Excellent. So we got motion second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstained? So carried. 9.4, Derby Historical Society request to serve alcohol at Page Field House. Discussion, possible action. A request of Derby Historical Society to serve alcohol at their annual appeal reception on Monday, November 29, 2021. Can I have a motion?
I agree. I make the motion. Camille.
Second.
Second, Ron.
Any discussion?
What do we know about this event? Like, what are the hours? What is the, besides just a request to serve it, are they going to provide insurance? What is our corporation counsel's opinion on this?
They absolutely should provide insurance. And we named the city as an additional insurer.
We don't. How many hours is the event? What's the time period? What? How many hours are they going to serve alcohol? Are they going to serve it for the entire time they're there? Who's serving it? They're serving it.
And can they sell it? It says they're selling it.
Yeah, that was the other question I had. Can they technically sell it?
So it's a cash bar event, whatever it is.
Hey, you're just buying the cups. The alcohol's free.
What did you say, Charlie?
$5 a cup.
$5 a cup. Anything that goes in it is free, Barb. I agree. Obviously, this is the first time I'm coming through this, and based upon the policies that we wrote for the great room, maybe somebody can reach out. I mean, I know it's Dennis's purview to collect all the applications for the rental of the great room. But I would agree that along with Alderwoman DeGennaro and the corp counsel, that if this wants to be done, then we will also require the insurance paperwork to be in order, naming the city as another insured party. And a little bit more information with the date, the time, and the times on when this event is taking place. So, John Board, I hate to give you stuff, but maybe you can reach out to Dennis to tell him that we also need that documentation before we take this on.
Yeah, they've got a couple of months, so we can bring that up in 2 weeks at our meeting.
Yeah.
Right. And the policy did provide for if somebody wanted alcohol at an event, that it would come back to the full board. So we need to get obviously the answers.
Okay, so do you want to table it?
Table it till next meeting, and hopefully we get the information by then. I'll make that in the form of a motion.
Second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So carried. 9.5, economic development.
I'd like to make a motion. We send out to operations and procedures.
Second, Charlie Sampson.
Any more discussion?
What exactly was the actual addition to the agenda? So I know what my agenda has to look like. It's for a search committee. What was it for? Search committee? Is that how you worded it?
Add to approve hiring committee and job description for economic development director.
Job description. Okay, so somebody got a lot of work to do to get it to me.
Yep, we got it. All right, so we got any more discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain? I'm carried. 10, old business, no action. 11, executive session. Let's see, claim of Marcy McGuire.
Need a motion to go into executive session, Mayor?
Yep. Sorry, and then, motion to go in executive session.
Including?
11.1, 11.2, 11.3. Marcy McGuire, lease for RWCA tank project on Chatfield Street. Bargaining agreement with DPW and WPCA.
So we're going to need a corp counsel and Dennis.
It'll be Attorney Coquinos and Attorney George. And I will say goodnight to you all.
You're the best, Finn. Thank you.
Good night.
Thank you all.
And happy pre-birthday, Finn.
Well, thank you. I'm enjoying the last couple of days of my 40s.
My half birthday today.
Enjoy, brother. All right. So I have a motion, second. All in favor?
Aye.
So Mark, take us out of regular session. We'll go into executive session and let us know when we're ready.
Mayor, bringing any staff in here because we're going to have to run the Zoom, either Mark or myself.
Yep.
We're both for that matter.
Yeah, that's fine. We don't have a problem with that.
Mark and Andrew.
Penny.
All right.
8:10 p.m. And what we're going to do is pause the recording and transfer everybody who's not going to be in the executive session into the waiting room. And then when it's over, we'll bring you back into the meeting itself. Okay, so I'm going to pause the tape recording. It is 9:15 p.m.
Motion to go back into regular session.
So moved.
Second.
Second, Sarah.
Number 12, regular session. No action on all three items. So we'll go on to number 13.
Make a motion to adjourn at 9:15.
All right. Second.
Second, Sarah.
Second.
All right. You guys have a great night.
Collectively, we've done a good job, all of us. Thank you.
See ya.
Guys, take care. Have a good night.
Good night.
Keep your socks on, Drew.